Brian, how are you, man?
Good. What's up?
Hey, thank you for taking the time to join us. So, how much of a shock, or were you shocked, that the New York Jets decided to pull the plug on Rob Saleh when they did?
Yeah, I was. I was very shocked. And, you know, it's kind of my job not to be shocked. But I think there's usually more rumblings. There's usually more signs that a guy is on the hot seat. We knew it was getting close. I thought it was still probably a couple weeks away. I mean, they're playing for first place on Monday night. They looked really good a couple weeks ago against the Patriots. They've had two awful, hideous offensive games, and that's kind of where I thought this was going to go. Like, if I woke up this morning and said, hey, Ryan, somebody's going to get fired with the Jets, I'd say, okay, Nathaniel Hackett got canned. And Robert Saleh, that's his last desperation, blameworthy move. He's probably got 2 weeks. So to see Saleh get fired and Hackett still have a job and Joe Douglas, the GM, still have a job, it's very surprising to me.
Well, Ryan, we heard the owner of the New York Jets, Woody Johnson, say that this was his decision, that, yes, he spoke to Joe Douglas, but this was his decision. How much input, realistically, do you think Aaron Rodgers had in this?
Look, it's hard to believe that he had very little. I believe it's Woody Johnson's call at the end of the day. But, I mean, if you see how the Jets have been operating for the last 2 years, and look, let me say this, actually. Everybody's going to say, oh, they had that weird, awkward hug push, and there was Cadence Gate a couple weeks ago. I don't think those things did it, but that's not what makes me think Aaron Rodgers had some pull in this. It's just the way that everything in this operation runs through Aaron Rodgers. You want to trade for Devontae Adams? Then that's what we'll do. You want to trade? You want to sign Alan Lazard? You want to sign Randall Cobb? You want to sign Billy Taylor? You want to hire Nathaniel Hackett? That's what we'll do. So everything runs through him. Do I think he, Godfather movied Robert Saleh? No, I don't necessarily think that, but I don't think he would have stopped it if they said, hey, this is what we're thinking about. I think he would have said, okay. So that's kind of what I think. I don't think Aaron Rodgers took him out, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers did him any favors either, because, look, Aaron Rodgers hasn't gotten along with Mike McCarthy late in his career. He hasn't gotten along with LaFleur late in his career. He's not exactly the most easy guy to coach.
Ryan Dunleavy is joining us, covers all things NFL for the New York Post. What do you expect for the New York Jets moving forward? Jeff Albrecht is a new dude. Devontae Adams is still on the table. How do you think the next week or so is going to look for the Jets?
I mean, tell me who's calling the offensive plays, because, like, Jeff Albrecht's going to bring a new energy to the Jets, right? But Robert Saleh's thing is energy, right? I don't think he was I don't think they need a new energy. I don't think, technically, I guess teams usually get a boost for a couple weeks when they make a change, because all of a sudden guys can't slack on things, right? And you realize he got fired. I could be next. I got to play for my job. I got to impress my new coach. So, like, all that stuff is real. There's history to it. But, like, if Nathaniel Hackett's still calling an offense from the Stone Ages, then, like, I don't know how they're not going to score any more points. I don't know how they're going to win more games. So, like, to me, the first thing I would do if I was Albrecht is I'd change the offensive coordinator. I would make Todd Downing, and this is by no means, Todd Downing isn't exactly Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, but he has play calling experience. He did it for Del Rio with the Raiders. He did it for Vrabel with the Titans. So he's done it before. I would probably do that and hope that I could get some more offense. And if I can get more offense, look, I'm the fool who picked the Jets to be the AFC representative in the Super Bowl before the season started. And so they've disappointed me a ton. Woody Johnson's right about one thing. It's an incredibly talented roster.
Well, what are your thoughts on them picking up Devontae Adams? Is that still a formality? We heard about the Saints as a possibility. We see that Derek Carr is now going to be out for weeks. So is Devontae Adams just on a fast track to the Jets?
I think it definitely throws a wrench into that plan. For sure. I would guess it's still where I don't have insight into this, but I would guess it's still where Devontae Adams wants to go. Especially, like you said, Derek Carr is injured now, so I don't know that he wants to go to New Orleans if it was really between those two. I would guess Aaron Rodgers still wants Devontae Adams. Is Devontae Adams going to want to go to a place that is coaching up in the air like this. Probably he would still do it because he's still going to play with Aaron Rodgers. And again, he's another guy who played in Green Bay with Hackett. So he probably knows what he's probably close to Hackett like Lazard and Rodgers are. The question is really, is Woody Johnson going to do it? Is he going to allow Joe Douglas, who, let's face it, he's got to be on the hot seat now too. If it wasn't, playoffs or bust for Joe Douglas, it certainly is now, right? What's he going to hire the next coach? I mean, he's already hired Adam Gase and Robert Saleh. So I would say, yeah, is he going to allow Joe Douglas to make this trade? If he does and dip into future resources that might hurt Joe Douglas's replacement, that's a tricky spot. And is Woody going to trade for him if Davante Adams wants a new contract? Look, he hasn't opened up his wallet for Hassan Reddick, who's still holding out. If Davante says, I want a new contract, is Woody going to open the wallet and rearrange his contract? Because Aaron Rodgers wants him.
Yeah, Ryan Dunleavy is joining us from the New York Post. What do you expect the rest of the season to look like for the Jets? You said earlier on preseason you expected them to, win the AFC. What are your expectations for this team as it stands right now?
I think they'll probably end up scrambling it together and being in the wild card hunt at the end of the season. Like, I picked them to win the AFC East. I'll be surprised if they do that at this point with what they've looked like. I guess trading for Davante Adams could give them the boost over the top, but you're asking me right now, what do I think the Jets are? I think the Jets are probably like a 9-18. And right now they're 2-3, so is it crazy to think they go from one game under to one game over 500? No, I don't think so. I think they're probably about a 9-8 team, and whether that gets you 7th in the AFC or 9th in the AFC, that'll depend on how things shake out around the league. But I certainly don't look at them as a Super Bowl contender anymore. There's just too many problems I didn't foresee. I thought the talent would overcome, and it has not overcome.
So the New York Jets, they go to the playoffs as a wild card. They win or they lose. They are eliminated. They don't win a championship. Are the New York Jets now in hostage mode? Are they being held hostage by Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, it feels that way, right? I mean, it feels that way. But I don't even know that that's a bad thing, right? Like, this is what they did. They sold their future to him 2 years ago, right? So, like, people are like, oh, if you were having me on yesterday, we wouldn't be talking about Robert Saleh. We'd be talking about Davante Adams as the big story around the Jets. And people have been like, should they do it? I'm like, yeah, they should do it because this is it. This is their window. Like, as soon as they traded for Aaron Rodgers, it was like everything else had to be for right now. So, like, yeah, I think they probably are being held hostage by Aaron Rodgers. But, like, that's good. You don't want to have Aaron Rodgers and then, like, think long term. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You don't have Aaron Rodgers and then, like, okay, well, we're going to build through the draft. No, you're going for it. So, yeah, I mean, they're being held hostage not necessarily by Aaron Rodgers. They're being held hostage by a 2-year window for their starting quarterback.
Well, if things don't work and he decides to go, does this team not sink further into the toilet? I mean, is Joe Douglas around? Aaron Rodgers is gone. Saleh is gone. Doesn't everybody, the house gets clean completely, no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if that's what we're talking about, if we're talking about that far down the line, yeah. If we're talking about Aaron Rodgers isn't here, then they're gonna start completely from scratch. But they're all playing now for their jobs. It'll be a total sense of clean slate, urgency, panic, and we'll see what they do against the Bills. I mean, that we always say winning is the great elixir, that Robert Saleh didn't do enough winning. If they come out and beat the Bills, everybody's going to say, oh, they made the right move at the perfect time. Look, they just beat the Bills. It was the perfect motivational tactic. So that doesn't mean they wouldn't have beat the Bills if Robert Saleh was here. It's just that Woody Johnson was looking to kick his team in the butt, and that's how he chose to do it.
Well, Ryan, let me ask you this final question. Regardless of whether Aaron Rodgers plays another 4 months, whether he plays another year and 4 months, do you think that the New York Jets are going to win a Super Bowl?
Like ever or this year?
No, but this next 4 months or a year and 4 months, over the next two seasons, do you see them winning a Super Bowl?
No, definitely not. And
they're cooked.
Yeah, no, winning a Super Bowl, no. Like, they could get in the playoffs, which for this franchise is an accomplishment. Let's not forget they have the longest playoffless drought in North American sports, I think. Either them or the Buffalo Sabres. And no, they're not a Super Bowl contender anymore. I thought so. I'll eat it. I thought they had enough talent, and you see Breece Hall struggling. You see the offensive line is much worse than it was, and that falls not on Robert Saleh. That was Joe Douglas's offseason priority, and it looked like he did not do a good job building an offensive line. So, no, they could sneak into the playoffs this year. They could sneak into the playoffs 2 years in a row. I don't see this as a Super Bowl team unless Jeff Ulbrich is a schematic and motivational wizard that we, you know, more than just an interim head coach, unless they catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, well, Jet fans better pray for that. Hey, Ryan, where can people follow you and all of your work with the New York Post?
NYPost.com has all our Jets coverage. My colleagues, Brian Costello, Mike Vaccaro, Steve Zerbe, Mark Canizzaro, all guys you should know if you follow this team. Tons of Jets coverage on this and every single day out of practice. And me, I'm on Twitter or X or whatever we call it now, at Rye Dunleavy, R-Y Dunleavy.
Hey, thank you so much, Ryan. Enjoy the circus. The New York Jets, I feel like we're only on maybe the second or third act of the season. We'll see what else they do.
Thanks for having me.